In this video, I will tell you about the driving forces behind the turmoils in the Ukraine. First of all, let's see what these dirty mainstream media are doing at the moment. The Western media are showing over and over again how innocent protesters get shot by the Ukrainian regime and about the Russian armed forces threatening world peace. And the Russian media and RT, Russia Today, show the opposite. How the West has organized the uprising, using Nazi organizations like the Right Sector, that the Ukrainian Revolution is a Nazi coup. So here we can witness how these damned media of the financial elite are telling entirely contradictory stories to play the peoples out against each other by aristocracies, divide and rule techniques. And yet, the real story behind the curtains is still an entirely different one, not told by either of the opposing medias. If any of these media had any conscience, they wouldn't do this. But they haven't. It's the way they are. This is World War II propaganda full of lies from both sides all over again. And both stories told are a lie, meant to destabilize and sow the seeds of hatred and bloodshed. I'll tell you what the real story is and who's behind it. Let's look at some dates first, showing that Octagon of the Templars and their Swiss Nazi banks are behind it all. On October 15th, 2013, the OECD deal with the Swiss banks was signed, which was the very end of the Swiss Nazi banking secret. So Octagon and the Swiss Nazi Templars of the Motherland issued the worldwide order to their worldwide web of Freemasons, to which Russian President Vladimir Putin responded by releasing the oligarch Khodorkovsky shortly after, on December 20th, 2013, directly betraying the Russian people by his act. He waited just before the Olympic Games of Sochi, so everybody accepted the release as a sign of goodwill. Very smart, Mr. Putin, you little devil. Then hardly 1 week released, the Volgograd terrorist attacks took place on December 29th, 2013. The time to pull a few strings. Then 2 days later, on December 31st, 2013, the deadline of the US Justice Department concerning Swiss banking crimes ended. And we can see how interactive all the international events are with the pressure on Octagon and the Nazi banks. 5 days later, on January the 5th, 2014, Khodorkovsky flew to Switzerland, and not really to see his children, whom he hadn't seen in liberty for 10 years, because after only 5 days, he had enough of them. And on January 10th, he flew to Israel. He thanked the Swiss Justice Department for protecting his money in the Swiss banks he had stolen from the Russian people. Putin let him out so he could transfer the money away from the dying Swiss banks just in time. Wonder how much Putin got out of it. Then, only 6 days later, on January 16th, 2014, the oligarch President Yanukovych of the Ukraine and fellow oligarch and friend with Khodorkovsky issued anti-protest laws, consolidating the Ukrainian dictatorship and increasing the pressure on its people. 1 week later, on January the 22nd, the first people died on the streets of the Ukraine. And all turmoil in the Ukraine started on November 30th, 2013, when Ukrainian riot police raided peaceful student protesters only 1 month after the OECD treaty with Octagon's banks. The Swiss Nazi banks want war, which they see as their only way out, and while they, as usually, hide away in the Alps while the rest of the world dies. And when we see how Putin relieves one of Russia's biggest enemies, it's therefore no surprise that Edward Snowden gets protection of the Russian oligarchs with their Swiss bank accounts. Here it becomes clear how the silent Putin betrays his people. He just tells them what they want to hear, but in fact plays for the financial elite with their oligarch friends like Yanukovych, Khodorkovsky and PSYOP agent for the financial elite Snowden. So on this picture you can see those Berkut killers with the sniper rifle of the Ukraine. You see them kneeling and they're begging for mercy while they still show their octagon symbol just behind. So symbols don't lie, folks. And we can see exactly the same symbol here at the entrance of Yanukovych house, which was built by the Swiss. I'll show it to you later, just in a minute. So don't show mercy on these guys, because they don't deserve it. They'll do it again and again. They just put on another uniform and find themselves a new name and do it all over again. Do not show mercy, because they won't have it for us. And only a handful of people in the US put pressure on the Nazi banks of the Swiss Templars, like Senators Carl Levin and John McCain, and a handful of good men in the NSA, CIA, IRS and FBI, which are of course overall rotten and infiltrated organizations with Octagon's fifth column within. It must be clear now that the Nazi banks of Octagon, Switzerland, steer the turmoils in the Ukraine, with Yanukovych robbing his own people, bringing the money on some Swiss banks. But why did the pharaohs of the financial elite choose the Ukraine? Well, the answer is the Syria conflict, and there probably won't be any war in the Ukraine. But Russia has to pull out military resources out of the Mediterranean near Syria into the Black Sea to the Crimea of the Ukraine. So finally, the onslaught on the Syrian Alawites and plans of the New World Order can have their go for the Islamic conquest over the Syrian Alawite nation, while Russia is occupied elsewhere because of rather domestic dangers inflicted upon by the very same enemy. And the whole Islamofascism has been set in place by Octagon's great eminences as François Genoux, Ahmed Huber al-Swisri, Gary Müller and others behind the screens. Nowhere else in the world Hitler's book Mein Kampf is being read, copied, multiplied and published more than in the Muslim world, thanks to the numerous Swiss sleeper agents and Octagon fifth column agitators. It's very easy to manipulate the public and set up peoples against each other, which the media are doing at the moment. You send in some PSYOPs operators with some fascist symbols on their jackets, doing some Hitler salutes, and show some right sector, right wing crisis actors, and then show them on Russian TV over and over again. And on the other side, in the West, they only show how bad and aggressive Russia is. This is a long time organized setup, folks, in order to get on with the Syrian agenda. And all led by Octagon, the Swiss banks, financial elite, oligarchs and the fair aristocracy. And just like this one here, on Russian TV and Western TV, we probably see in connection with the Ukraine, the same crisis actors, as we can see here. Does anyone know that the Ukraine spent $9.8 billion on the arms trade with China in 2012? Money offered by the US and NATO, because they won't and can't intervene militarily. So they use the same Afghan tactics when in the 80s 900,000 Chinese made Kalashnikovs with no serial numbers and paid by US tax dollars, or rather Kovob's drugs money, got delivered to the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. And finally, together with some famous US surface-to-air heat-seeking missiles called Stingers, broke the neck of the USSR. There you can see it. Yeah. 9.8 billion, there it says. Well, that's a hell of a lot. I was personally there in Afghanistan in 1985, spent a year there and saw it happen. Same things happen now. Now the US Army tries to recollect their gift without telling ordinary soldiers that they're being shot at with US financed weaponry in Afghanistan. They don't say it's nothing, they hide it all. And then this one, it's a nice one too. Ukraine was the fourth largest arms exporter in the world in 2012. The fourth biggest in the world. So Ukraine was exporting bloodshed to the world and to other dictators and... Oh, nice. They hide everything from us, and so does Putin and the media who tell us shit. Putin's ancestry has been erased and is a mystery. But we do know that his grandfather was a cook for Lenin and remained so for Lenin's wife after Lenin died. Lenin, who spent time in Octagon as well. And he even was a cook for Stalin. And Stalin was so paranoid that he would never have someone who's not a dedicated member of the PERA lay hands on his food with the possibility of poisonous assassination. So Putin was born into the circles of power. So he's one of them, all right, telling the Russian people what they want to hear, knowing that Russians hate all these homosexual perversions, so they love him for that. But why then did he have all those Chechens massacred who are devoted Muslims and smell it queer from a mile before they hang him? And this Russian Putin Tsar liberated the worst criminals, rapists, murderers and serial killers from Russian high security hard labor camps in return for joining the Russian army in Chechnya, and who got known by the Russians and the Chechens under the name of Kontrakt Niki. Here you can read it. Kontrakt Niki. K-O, and there's an N-T-R-A. The rest I don't know what it means. While those brave Chechen fighters, when they caught a 19-year-old Russian conscript, they had him call up his mother to come and pick him up, which they did actually, and release the kid. This is who Putin really is, and he fosters the very same perverted homo agenda as his New World Order pals in the West do, knowing Russia needs some more time and a couple of more wars to duly accept that New World Order homo agenda. Now, Putin calls the Ukrainians a brother people with the Russians. I wonder to whom he thinks he's lying to, because I don't think that the Ukrainians have forgotten the Holodomor of 1932 and 33, when at least 7.5 million Ukrainians and their children were deliberately starved to death by Stalin and the Soviets. The Ukrainian word Holodomor means hunger by death and has been officially recognized by the world since 2006. Stalin had the Bolsheviki and Russian army steal all the food, grains, rye, wheat and everything else. So the people would die, with the harsh Russian winter coming up, while Stalin and the communists were partying, raping women and killing loads of people in Moscow, just as the Tsars and the aristocracy used to do. Being a full proof that the aristocracy immediately took over the People's Revolution by the controlled opposition, as Lenin himself used to say, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. If you would have any respect, Putin, after you and your man, your ancestors, killed at least 10 million Ukrainians not very long ago, then you would leave these people alone. But you do not have any respect, Putin. Putin, your menace again for the Ukrainian people, and a menace even to the Russian people, and a menace to the world, you pharaoh. Little dead Ukrainian children, Mr. Putin, millions died, and you want to do this again, eh? We know who you are now. Loads of murdered Ukrainian children, Mr. Putin. And you tell us that the Russians and the Ukrainians are brother people? Don't let us laugh. The pharaohs, as Mr. Putin himself, don't like peoples who resist, like the Ukrainians and Romanians, and keep them in poverty, while it's the Swiss, who collaborate 100% with the system, if not 400%, and betray the Europeans and other peoples. They get everything. Wealth, no war, and the people's voting every 3 months. Doesn't that make you think? It was the Dutch peoples of these very regions who, of all peoples, conquered by the Romans, gave the fiercest resistance by wiping out two entire Roman legions. And the pharaohs, like the Swiss, they never forget anything. Yanukovych is a friend of Putin and an oligarch, just as Khodorkovsky. An oligarch means a few who reign, and they are very rich, which is just another terminology for the aristocracy. See, here we can see some reptilians here. Here's the lion, the symbol of the aristocracy and the symbol of the pharaonic nobility and the pharaonic dignity. See my film, The Aristocracy. And here we can see a part of Le Fleur de Lis coming out. Yeah. So this is very aristocratic, you know, they're pharaohs, this is the aristocracy. Well, nobility still rules. The pharaohs became the nobility, and the aristocracy, whom I call the aristocracy, see my video, The Aristocracy and The Pharaoh Show, and Octagon, The Empire of Darkness. And especially in Russia, because there were too many revolutions going on, they decided to hide in Freemason lodges, but here it pops out. Look at the nobility setup here. And they know it. Oh yeah. Well, there they are again here. Putin, Yanukovych, and the sun hieroglyph of the pharaohs. See my film, The Pharaoh Show. That means these are pharaohs. I wonder what that is here. There's loads of pictures, and the same symbol we find all over Yanukovych's Swiss-built house. These are Swiss sleeper agents from Octagon. And if you enter the house, his house here, you can see an octagon, the same octagon as these Berkut serial killers shooting at innocent people, another Holodomor, where they're kneeling down, you can see the octagon. Who are the true Nazis? well, this guy is lying, and say, well, the people are the Nazis. Well, come on. Ah, oh, here's another aristocratic setup. This is the Grail of the Pharaohs. It means our blood is here. And look what pops out. It's the Fleur de Lis here. And this one too. So that means out of the Pharaohs, the aristocracy in the Fleur de Lis gets born. And they belong to it. And they know it. You midget. And, yeah, they know it. They know it very well. They know all these symbols. Watch the Pharaoh show, people. And if there's any Ukrainian revolutionaries, do contact me. Fleur de Lis, the Grail. Our blood is here. Our descendants are here. We are here and we rule over you people. So what's I want to say? And actually, this here is blue and gold. They are the colors of the pharaonic dignity. You know, remember the mask of Tutankhamun. Yeah, got me? And here are the other ones, who are just part of the game, which I explain to you later on. Again, gold and blue. The all-seeing eye. Yeah, the eye of Horus. Yeah. IHS, Horus, Isis, Horus, and Seth. He's part of it. Here we can see the ultimate proof by the pharaonic symbols to whom Yanukovych belongs, to the pharaohistocracy. It's so important to them to show their power and symbols that they get over courageous and give us the proofs themselves, which I've shown to you in The Pharaoh Show, and Octagon, the Empire of Darkness, and Pharaohistocracy. So here, this is an oversized sun hieroglyph here. The round thing in the middle, I show this to you a couple of times, and the two bars on each side. And within the symbol, there's another sun hieroglyph here at the side, within in one of the bars here. So here's the round circle with the two bars on each side. So watch the Pharaoh show, you can see that. These circles here, that are exactly 13. I'll show that later on, another time, you can't see it here. Because Osiris was chopped in 13 pieces, and that's why the American flag has 13 stripes, etc. It's a very important number for them. And there's a lot of gold and blue, which are the colors. Here's another, a lot more gold, which are the colors of the pharaonic dignity. This guy is a true pharaoh. And he wants to destroy the Ukrainians. Because, well, this is Dacha area. Yeah. Show you some more. So here we can see that they're exactly 13 round circles. And the 13th part of Osiris, where was cut, was his phallus, which they couldn't find anymore. So they created the obelisk, which is carved because it's a symbol of the circumcision and the symbol of the slaves, actually. I made a film about the circumcision, so go and have a look. And the very first symbol you see when entering the house, which looks like an oversized Swiss chalet, is the Octagon. Octagon, where he and Khodorkovsky have their money stashed in some Swiss banks and caves in Octagon, the motherland, just as Adolf Hitler, the Nazis, and all the other criminals. So here we can see the Octagon symbol. It almost looks like a looking through scope. Well, they're aiming at us. You see, you know, looks like the crosshairs of a scope. Of a sniper. Well, we know that Berkut, well, they like sniping. Well, here's the sniping symbol. Octagon of the Templars. See my film, Octagon, the Empire of Darkness. I'm not going to explain it all to you here again. Here's the triangle of the Freemasons with the round circle of the sun hieroglyph within it. I don't think these people understand this. They don't see it. I'd like to show this to all the Ukrainians. Come and contact me, we'll team up. And if you look at his land where he's got his palace, you can see the Swiss cross of the Templars. See the Pharaoh show. So where he's got his money and the other oligarchs, as Khodorkovsky, thanking the Swiss Justice Department. You know, symbols don't lie, folks. I tell you, the dictator Viktor Yanukovych is probably one of those fifth column Swiss sleeper agents, as Eisenhower, General Custer, J. Edgar Hoover, President Herbert Hoover, and the rest of the scumbags. Anyhow, Yanukovych is part of Octagon, and the pharistocratic symbols show us enough. Symbols don't lie. So here's Yanukovych's pink bed. Here's the sun hieroglyph on his bed, making little pharaonic descendants. And I thought Putin, while he's pretending not to like any homosexuals, you know, while he's having a friend with a pink bed, you see, he's lying. They're all lying. Oh, that's all horrible. Well, here's the billiard room. Here's a sun hieroglyph. Here's another one. And here's the vesica pices forming the oval in between, you know, like the two circles. See my videos about this, like the Oval Office. Another oval here. Here the triangle of the Freemasons, little altar here. This is probably the sun hieroglyph. It's almost on the where the open fire is. They always put it there. I'd like to have a look what these statues are. So maybe the I don't have any passport. No country wants me. Like the Ukrainians, like resisting. And so maybe the new Ukrainian government can give me a passport. Then I would come over and analyze this pharaonic palace for you guys. So I would love to become a Ukrainian. I've been here in Switzerland, I'm a South African, I've been here in Switzerland for 17 years, but they don't like me, they don't like any immigrants, you know. And when a Swiss goes to France, like, he gets a new part of French nationality in 5 years, you know. I've been here for 17 years. So I would love to take a Ukrainian citizenship. I would be proud, you know, like a... with the resisting people as you guys, I would be proud to take that nationality, yeah. So I help you, you help me. And I analyze the house and the rest. And I give you a face to the ones who are terrorizing you. And I would see a lot of more things, promise you that. Another obscure room, it looks like he's got a big all-seeing eye where his arse should be. This looks a little bit like a sun hieroglyph, but not entirely. But it's very strange. These are octagonal here. So come on, give me a Ukrainian citizenship. And I can tell you, I fought the Russian army twice. I was in Afghanistan 1 year, in 85, and... fought against the Russian army in Namibia, Angola, Cabinda, Botswana during the border wars in South Africa. So we might be good friends. I know what it is, fighting the Russian army. So here's some more vesica pices forming the oval here as well. Forming the oval, the Oval Office. This is the sun hieroglyph here. With a little tiny one on top here as well. It's all pharaonic. They're all pharaohs. They're not Europeans. They're not even Russians. So here we can see Yanukovych's loo. You know, where he feels like a pharaoh. Well, this is very pharaonic. With two lions. The symbol of the pharaonic dignity. Which the aristocracy, who are the same, took over. There are no lions in Ukraine. There are bears and wolves. So this means there's a foreign power ruling over the Ukraine, who are not European at all. It's the enemy within. So this is in his garden. This is the grail. It means our blood is here. Our descendants are here. This is the Freemason triangle. I don't know what this is. And this is the joining. It means we keep together. This is a shell. It's also Freemasonry symbols. This too symbolizes octagon here, eight pieces here. And as in Octagon Switzerland. And even his Swiss chalet place was built by Swiss companies as the one from Meerenschwand in the canton of Aargau, Switzerland. Of whom the carpenter Jürgen Andresen gives his witness account how all the workers in Meshigorje spoke German and most of them were Swiss, and how he got high wages while he saw the Ukrainians doing the garbage cans to scrap some food together, just as during the Holodomor. And of course Mr. Swissy carpenter here didn't buy some food for the garbage can divers. I would have spent all my money on these poor people if I had seen that. But of course not Mr. Swissy here. Oh no. So there he is, telling his story in the Swiss newspaper. They don't even hide it. Apparently the notorious Swiss banking service goes a lot further than that. Offering and organizing Swiss companies, building Swiss chalets for foreign dictators. I tell you, the Swissies have their dirty little fingers in it all over again, as always. Robbing the country blind, bringing the stolen money to Switzerland, then the poor people rise up and in no time we're on the edge of a world war again. Oh yeah, Mr. Putin, you said that Ukraine's liberation movement are Nazis. Then how is it that everyone working on your friend Yanukovych, his Swiss palace, all speak German? Got you red-handed, pal. Pharaoh Putin and his gang are playing a very dirty game here, trying to sell the Ukrainians as Nazis in order to play them out against the Russian people. And after psychological analysis, they know very well that this is the tactics the Russian people will bite for. So here we can see how evil the midget KGB dude really is. So here we can see some Russian crisis actors. It's every time the same woman and she's saying, oh, they're all Nazis and the pharaohs, they don't like it when the people grab power back, you know. So they want to control the opposition again, and you know, these are the techniques they use. Very dirty games, very, very bad. Another crisis actor, or a crisis actress in this case, as in during all those US shootings and 9/11 and in Syria, and they lied and manipulate, you know, that's. Oh, this is what's going on, and Putin is deep in it. Well, the West isn't any better. And on the other hand, the West plays that dirty part of the New World Order agenda. They're just performing the good and the bad cop game. First, the bad Putin cop shows his muscles, threats and aggressions, and then afterwards, the slimy, good West cop comes with the financial honey to suck everyone into the New World Order homo agenda, where freedom gradually gets replaced with Pharaoh's total control. The brave Ukrainian people have done a genuine revolution against a full-blooded pharaonic dictator with all their symbols sticking on his house like the graffiti of a tattooed hip-hopper. Same thing. The only solution is that the Russian and Ukrainian people come together without any damn politicians and authorities in between. Real Russians should bring food for the hungry Ukrainians, as even the Russian standard of living is at a far higher level. And the Ukrainians, in return, should transmit the know-how of the revolution and their bravery to the Russians. The latter, the Russians seem to have lost due to the sheer weight of Putin's dictatorship. And Europeans, Americans, and everyone else should go and support the Ukrainians and not depend on the Western New World Order scumbags on all key positions. We, the people, must help each other, and if I had a passport, I'd be off to the Ukraine and help out. I might go just like that. What the heck? Anyone joins me? Can anyone ask the new Ukrainian government to give me Ukrainian citizenship? In the whole story, the Ukrainians are the only decent ones whom can be trusted. The rest are pharaonic agitators around to get the Ukraine back under pharaonic control. Seeing the overwhelming evidence, there's no doubt that Viktor Yanukovych is a Swiss sleeper agent of Octagon's fifth column from Switzerland of the Nazi Templars, just as Hitler was, Eisenhower, General Custer, J. Edgar Hoover, President Herbert Hoover, and the rest of these oligarch pharaohs. Octagon.